Hey, Mishmisha. I'm so happy with your message because your problem seems to be easier than the rest of the other problems. I'm very happy that there is an open communication channel between you and this guy. And I think that his sister, when she told you that he has a crush on you, she has seen something or heard something that is assuring her of this feedback. So probably there is something. When he told you that he misses his ex-girlfriend, I want you to stop here for a second. We are human beings, all right? And this guy is very honest. He does not want to start a relationship with you when he still has feelings for his ex-girlfriend. Now, that's an honest man, and I respect that. When he told you he misses his ex-girlfriend, I don't think he was meaning to make you cheat. I think he was just telling you his feelings. I think he was just telling you that he wants you to wait until he is sure that he's over her. And that's a good thing, because a lot of people get into rebound relationships, and rebound relationships happen because people are not honest with one another. Have feelings for one person and it hurts so much, so you just throw yourself in another person's arms. He knows how you feel, he can see it in your eyes, and I think he's just waiting for the right moment when over his ex-girlfriend. So just give him time, give him space. Continue being his friend, continue being supportive, continue showing signs of admiration, but give him space. Don't pressure him. The other part of your problem about the best friend, all right, now, she told you that she saw him looking at inappropriate places of your body. Now, I don't know what that means exactly, but men are men, and they will always look. Whether you notice or not, that's another story, but they will always look. Men get attracted to women because of what they see. Women get attracted to men because of what they hear. So you cannot blame him for looking. And as long as you did not notice, means that he wasn't rude, that he wasn't aggressive, and he wasn't invasive. So I don't know what your friend saw, but men are men and they will always look. The other thing about the sex videos on his cell phone. Now, she told you that she found sex videos in his cell phone. Question number one, what was she doing with his cell phone? Question number two, how did she know that they were sex videos unless she watched? Those are two questions that you need to think. I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm just saying that a person's cell phone is a private area. Whatever he keeps there is private. She has no right to look in. Second thing, if she watched him knowing that she's watching, that means that she watches sex videos as well. So she has no right to judge him for watching sex videos. Number three, I'm not saying sex videos are a good thing, but it's a phase. And a lot of people do that. And it doesn't mean that they're bad. It's just a phase. My suggestion is just to ignore what this other person is telling you. Or this whole thing. And you're saying that he's an amazing friend. Focus on the friendship. Don't lose him. And just give it time and give him time. Give him time. And then you will see what happens.